Hi, I'm John Nerrell, and welcome to the Mid-Career GPS Podcast. If you're feeling stuck in your career and overwhelmed by what steps to take, I can help you. As an executive and career transition coach, I help my clients prepare, position, and promote who they are and what they do to show up and find a job they love or love the job they have. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS. So let's get started. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. Today is episode 12, and I'm calling this out because in just a little over a month, I am so grateful and honored and pleased that this podcast is gaining some traction and taking off in some really exciting ways. So for those of you who have been listening from the very beginning, and I know it's only been a short period of time, thank you. But I also want to give a special shout out to all of those listeners who are not from the United States, the people who are listening from Ireland and India and Asia and Australia. Thank you so much for being a part and joining this mid-career podcast. And I want to invite all of you, if you have not done this already, to go over to Facebook and join my private Facebook group called Your Mid-Career GPS. It's an amazing community of mid-career professionals who, like you, are just simply trying to figure out what is next for them in their careers. I'm in that group every single day. I'm adding value. I go live at least once a week in the group with a training or a particular topic of discussion or Q&A. I'd love to see you come on over into that group. So find Your Mid-Career GPS on Facebook. Simply answer the membership questions, and I look forward to seeing you in the group. The other way that is really nice with this podcast too is that I'm getting some wonderful reviews. So if you haven't had a chance to leave a rating and review and subscribe, please take some time to do that. I want to specifically call out and thank Jennifer, aka Sasha, for her review. She wrote, "I love how John easily relates topics to real life situations. It makes the path clear and attainable. John always comes from a place of, how can I help you? And there's never a doubt of his authenticity in wanting you to succeed." Jennifer, Sasha, thank you so very much for that. And I chose that review to share with you today because that is a great way to segue into today's topic about how can I help you? And you help people by getting very clear on your unique professional value. Stay to the very end of this podcast because I'm going to walk you through an exercise to really help you start creating that unique professional value statement. Get a pen, open up your notepad, pull up a Word document. However, if you are driving, do not do this while you are driving. Please stay focused on what you are driving and where you are going, and you can always come back and do this exercise later. So your professional value matters. And let's acknowledge that there are a lot of people who are doing the work that you're doing right now. Whether you are an accountant, an attorney, a project manager, a frontline worker, a medical professional, a construction worker, a food service worker, an engineer, an educator, a finance professional. There's a lot of people out there that are doing the exact same job. But only you can do the job in the way that you do it. That's important. The value you bring to the job is because of the quality of the work and how you do it that sets you apart from everybody else. When I was working as a hiring manager and interviewing people to serve on my team, I was always curious and was attentively listening to the things that they were saying to help me determine whether they were that right person for the job. And I'm not a huge fan of buzzwords and dropping them in interviews. I think they're not only detrimental to how you are communicating your story, but you've got to back it up with exactly what you mean when you're saying those things. When people would say to me, "Well, you should hire me because I'm a team player," I would always ask them what they meant by that, because maybe you don't play on a team the same way that I do. And the other part is you should be a team player. You should be somebody who works collaboratively with people. Or they would say, well, you should hire me because I'm a hard worker. Yeah, I don't want someone coming in here and being lazy and not doing their work. Or they would say, well, I'm dependable. You're an adult. I hope you are dependable. Those things to me are like when you're grasping for straws, you're stating the obvious. I want to know why you are valuable. It is so much of the work that I get to do with my clients that getting clear on where your value is what is going to pique the interest of the hiring manager of that new organization and is going to get them interested in learning more about you and ultimately hiring you. I've shared before that the primary crux of my career was as an educator. And I remember moving to another district and making that jump to another district and going for what was unquestionably one of the hardest interviews I have ever had in my life. It was multiple rounds, multiple people, every single time getting called back in over and over and over again, and going in for the fourth, the fifth time and wondering, what is it that I'm not saying that's closing this deal? What is it that I'm not doing or that they still need to figure out so that they know I'm the right candidate for the job? And I taught mathematics. And so middle school mathematics is difficult in the sense, not only because of the age, but it is really that pivotal point in terms of helping them be prepared for high school mathematics. And I remember being asked that question, why are you a good teacher? I had had some experience leading into that job. And what I knew was that I was really good at helping students when math got difficult for them. That for kids where math had been easy, that when all of a sudden it got difficult and their identity got rattled or they questioned whether or not they could really do it, that's where I shined. That's where I stepped in with different ways of instructing and being creative with lessons and spending the extra time when needed and getting them to know and demonstrate their knowledge of the concepts that were going to set them up and more adequately prepare them for what high school mathematics was going to be for them. And when I answered the question in that way, when I was able to communicate that particular value, I know that got me noticed. And so when I progressed in my career and I started being on interview panels and then I started being a hiring manager, it was those things that you started to look for. But in order to do that, you have to be really clear and know what your numbers are. What are your data points? So wherever you're at right now, I want you to take a moment and think about how you can tangibly communicate your effectiveness in your current role. Where have you added value? Did you create a new system that improved a process and thus save the company money or decrease time on task and improving efficiency? How did you add that value? What were the things that you did that led up to that particular data point? When we examine our data points, we have to get super clear about our results. As a teacher, my data points were how well my students did on their state assessments, how well my students did in their course. If we looked at beginning of the year data and end of the year data, they were bookended in terms of seeing where they were able to improve. Were they at grade level, above or below grade level? Your job here is to figure out how well you can quantify the effectiveness and the impact of your work. Whether you are actively looking for a new job or not, being able to identify these data points are vital in terms of your check-in communications with your supervisor and your leaders, getting prepared for your performance review, making the case when you believe that you are ready and have demonstrated the proficiencies for a promotion. Data points are about value. They are not job description checkoffs. Let me say that again. Data points are about value. They are not job description checkoffs. When I start working with a client, I will ask them to send me a copy of their resume. And it is amazing to me, though very, very common, that 90 to 95% of the resumes I initially see, that their story on paper, if you will, though we're looking at it electronically, that their story on their resume is all about what they did on their job. Managed a project, led a team, filed compliancy reports. And there's nothing that's interesting about that job, that resume that they have. Yes, there is a component to resumes that have to describe the work that you've done and the role that you've acted in. But I want to know what you did in that role specifically that was noteworthy, that was valuable. When you can put those data points and tie them directly to your work, now we're getting clear about your value. This is something that you may not be able to generate a list during this podcast. But I want you to think about it, and I want you to go back and keep adding to it. How much money did you bring in for the company? How much did you generate in sales? How many people have you led on a team? What was the total budget of the project that you were able to deliver? Get the data points that are going to help tell your story better. As we think about this GPS, telling your story is a huge part of this. And telling your story is about the value that you are providing. When I made the decision to leave my last job to open my coaching practice full time, part of my transition plan was to hire a business coach. And my business coach is Jeff St. Laurent. Jeff owns a company called Selling Coaching. You can find his website at sellingcoaching.com. I met him through my coaching certification program, which was IPEC, the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. And Jeff's become a really dear and trusted resource in my business development. And right when we were first starting out, Jeff said to me, "Who do you help?" And I was like, "I help people." And he's like, "No, who do you help?" And I was like, "Well, I help professionals." And he's like, "What kind of professionals?" I was like, "What do you mean, what kind of professionals?" He's like, "What kind of professionals do you see yourself working with?" And So after a lot of back and forth, I was like, "Well, I help professionals who are ambitious about their careers." He's like, "Great. What do you help them do specifically?" And I was like, "I help them figure out what's next." And he's like, "What do you mean, what's next?" He goes, "What's next could be like tomorrow." And I was like, "Well, you know, getting a promotion or getting an advancement." And I at one point, we threw around the word opportunity. And the value statement that I was able to create from that was helping professionals who are ambitious about their careers create their next advancement opportunity. And he's like, now you have your niche. Now you have that definition about who do you help and what do you help them do specifically. And I thought, okay. And for over 100 Facebook Lives that I had done on my business page at John Narrell Coaching, and I would be like, hi, I'm John Narrell, and I help professionals who are ambitious about their careers create their next advancement opportunity. And I said that for a couple of years. And it got me clear about who I was helping and what was I helping them do. And as my business has evolved and as my practice has evolved, now my focus is more specifically on helping mid-career professionals. You'll hear me say, I help mid-career professionals find the job they love or love the job they have. That is my value statement. That way, then, when anybody I'm networking with, I'm connecting with, I'm talking to about coaching, they know clearly what it is that I do. I want the same thing for you. I want you to have a unique professional value statement that is specifically describing who you help and what you help them do. So as long as you're not driving or you are not distracted, get a pen, get a piece of paper, open up a file on your computer. Here goes. I want you to write down, who do you help? When you think about the people you help, are they internal or external? Are they people directly on your team within your company or organization? Are you working with external clients and customers because you are selling a certain product? I want you to think about the people who are directly impacted by the work you do each and every day. And I want you to write them down. And as you're writing them down, I want you to look at those names or the groups that are coming back to you. Because that is a direct reflection of the work that you do and who gets impacted by it. Now, right next to that or underneath of it, I want you to write down what you help them do specifically. As you think about your work, what are you directly helping them with each and every day? Are you helping them manage a project so it can come in under budget and on time? Are you helping people increase their knowledge base so they can do something else? Right? If you're in learning and development, if you're training, if you are working for a company and you are focused on diversity and inclusion, maybe your value statement is something around, I help our internal customers or our employees increase their awareness about diversity and inclusion initiatives so that they can be a more inclusive leader within their organization. It is two simple questions that are oftentimes the hardest ones to answer. When I'm working with my clients one-on-one, this is something we continually come back to throughout multiple sessions as we fine-tune and refine that. But when you are able to create that unique professional value statement, there is one other question that needs to be layered on here. Why is what you do important to you? Why is what you do the thing that makes you get up in the morning and is it makes you happy about going to work? There is a driver, an influencer, a motivator that is key to why you get up in the morning and why you go do what you do. tell me. Share that with me. Your unique professional value statement, once you have it written, is something you're going to take with you to a networking event, when you are meeting someone for a virtual coffee, when you are interviewing, you get that dreaded tell me about yourself question. All you have to start off with is, I help. Take that unique professional value statement and find a way to put it in your headline on LinkedIn. Make sure it appears in your about statement or about section on LinkedIn. One of the great things about LinkedIn and how we connect with people is we want to know why they're a valuable connection. Tell people exactly what it is that you do. And at the end of the day, if you call it your secret sauce or you call it your superpower, this is who you are. Your unique professional value statement is a reflection of not only about what it is that you do, but about who you are as a professional. And I am a firm believer that everybody needs to have a unique professional value statement that they can easily communicate and will use to help them build a more meaningful and intentional relationship with anyone that they work with, they connect with. We will get into this in another podcast episode, but visualize yourself or imagine for a moment you are going into an interview and you sit down with that person across the table or in the chair next to you. And they begin with that, tell me about yourself. I know there are a lot of people out there who believe that the answer to the tell me about yourself question is to go through everything on their resume and essentially take that person on an experience walk for the next 5 minutes. Please do not do that. It is my professional advice and recommendation that loses the interest of the hiring manager. They have your resume. They have looked at it. If they haven't looked at it, shame on them. They have looked at it. They know a little bit about who you are. They do not want you going back and retelling everything that they have read. So imagine you're sitting at that interview and you're sitting across from that person, that hiring manager, and they say, tell me about yourself. And you start off with, I help. And then you tell them what they do, what you do, who you help. And then you say, and here's how I help them specifically. I help mid-career professionals who are trying to figure out what's next in their career so they can find a job they love or love the job they have. If you took those 15 to 20 seconds and initially framed that tell me about yourself answer in that way, and then expanded on it a little bit, carried that answer to about 45 seconds to a minute, you will do something differently than 95% of the people who are interviewing right now. You will stand out above everybody else because of the way you started that interview. But you have to practice it. You have to practice communicating your unique professional value. You practice it in front of the mirror. You turn on your smartphone and you do a recording. You go live on social media and you practice sharing it. You're talking about it with somebody and you're sharing that and you're getting feedback on it. But when that time comes, when the camera light or the green light goes on in that interview, you are able to communicate your unique professional value competently and confidently because you know why you are valued and you also know what you are worth. So your goal right now is to really spend some time and create your unique professional value statement. And we talk about this in the Facebook group, and I work this a lot with my clients. If you have any questions about it, if you're curious about developing this unique professional value statement even further, email me, drop me a message at john@johnnerrell.com, and we can certainly talk about it and would love to help you with that. So these are the things that you need to focus on and work on, because when you are clear about your unique professional value, it impacts the way you show up in some very powerful ways to help you create whatever is next, meaning that you're going to find that job that you'll love, or you're going to love the job that you have. All right. Take some time. Work on that unique professional value statement. Don't forget to join the private Facebook group. I wish you a great rest of the day. I am recording this just a few days before this episode is going to drop. This country has been in a huge deep freeze. So to my friends and very close friends who I consider to be family who are living in Texas, I hope you are weathering this cold and doing okay and everything like that. But most importantly, everybody, please stay safe, stay warm, be kind to each other. And remember, we just keep taking one more step along our journey as we keep building that mid-career GPS for you to get you to that next spot. All right. I will see you soon with another episode. Make it a great day. Take care. If you enjoyed today's show and don't want to miss an episode, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you usually listen. If you haven't already, I'd appreciate it if you would leave me a rating and review to let me know what you think to help others find this podcast and continue to bring you relevant and useful content to help you navigate what's next for your career. And if you're ready to create your mid-career GPS and get rid of the overwhelm so you can find the job you'll love or love the job you have, visit my website at johnnerrell.com for more information about joining my private Facebook group and scheduling a free consult with me so we can start building your mid-career GPS together. Don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn and follow me on social at John Nerrell Coaching. I'll see you next time.